John Breckinridge, Sioux Trailblazers Snowmobile Club president, is urging all snowmobilers in the Sioux and area to buy a valid permit to use the Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs, OFSC, prescribed trails. The cost of Ontario 2022 seasonal and classic snowmobile trail permits are as follows, according to the OFSC website. Seasonal permit purchased prior to November 2, 2021. $195 purchased November 2, 2021 to December 1, 2021. $225 December 2, 2021 onwards. $275 classic permit purchased prior to November 2, 2021. $155 purchased November 2, 2021 to December 1, 2021. $155 December 2, 2021 onwards. $185 unfortunately. Our permit sales are woefully down, quite a bit, Breckinridge said. A lot of people up here don't think they need to buy a permit because there are sections of trail that are on pre-existing roads. Well, there are, but a lot of them are on private property. That's always been an issue up here. In southern Ontario, they really run a lot of security. They have more OPP coverage. People realize down there if you don't buy a permit you can't ride on the trails, but up here we're so far away, that there are more snowmobilers who ride on private property, it is frustrating, that part of it, Breckinridge said. I try to be nice when I stop people but it's disheartening when you see 20 sleds go by and maybe one permit. They're all brand new sleds, so it's not like they can't afford it. Everybody says, it's expensive, but it's no more expensive than a couple going out for dinner, Breckinridge said. Breckinridge said Sioux Trailblazers have had, on average, around 1,200 permit holders in the Sioux and area, having had as many as 2,500 to 3,000 in some seasons. There are 700 to 750 permit holders in the area right now. When you talk to the dealers, they say they've sold 300 sleds this year. It makes you feel, where are these guys riding? The revenue derived from permits is needed. We're trying to educate people, Breckinridge said. They don't understand we're running a groomer here. We're getting paid by the OFSC to groom the trails at $60 an hour. The groomer needs fuel, and the operator needs to get paid. It gets expensive, so most of our stuff is done by volunteers as much as we can. We, Sioux Trailblazers, are a not-for-profit. The biggest thing is to be respectful of landowners and private property. The OFSC is pushing that on every level. Meanwhile, Breckinridge said more snow is needed to kick off the season, stating 18 inches to 2 feet of snow is needed to establish a trail that will last the whole season. I can't move a groomer until I have about 2 feet of snow to actually make a trail, so our groomers will be delayed until we get enough snow. Opening the trails is always a challenge. Breckinridge said in past seasons, trails have opened as early as November 27 and have stayed open as late as April 15. In milder seasons, trails haven't officially opened until January. Breckinridge's message to snowmobilers once enough snow comes and the season starts is to ride safe and enjoy it. The Sioux Trailblazers maintain approximately 600 kilometers of trails in our area, Breckinridge said. Snowmobile season updates will be available on the Sioux Trailblazers website and Facebook page. Permits are available for purchase online from the OFSC website and by clicking on the Buy Permit link.